Edward McClelland is with us. He is an expert on the Chicago accent and why the Chicago accent is really a New York accent. And also, we're going to have a visit to the Chicago Accent Hall of Fame, which is so cool. Welcome to the show, Ted.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. This is like awesome. So, I mean, I know that you're really an expert in this.
I wrote a book called How to Speak Midwestern. So
exactly.
I'm not a linguist, but I spent a lot of time in a lot of different places in the Midwest, and I keep my ears open.
Right.
And I've heard all the Midwestern accents.
I'm from the Midwest, and as I grew up, I always thought that the Midwest did not have an accent.
Well, you know, as I said in that book, accents are an important part of regional identity, and an important part of being a Midwesterner is thinking that you don't have an accent.
Well, I guess I'm a gosh darn 110% Midwesterner.
Everybody has an accent. You know, you go somewhere else, they're going to say, hey, you're an American. You go down south, they're going to say you're from up north.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I think just about everybody has something they say that identifies where they're from. But, you know, originally what we call the broadcaster accent was based on how people talked in the upper Midwest. There was a guy from Cleveland who sort of wrote the pronunciation guide for NBC, and he based it on how people talked Cleveland. But interestingly, you know, our speech has changed since then because of something called the Northern Cities Vowel Shift, and this is something I do. I went home and my sister made fun of me for asking for a salad. You know, it's that sharp A sound.
Oh, you mean a salad?
That we do.
Salad.
I said a salad. Yeah, you talk about your father. And it's like the super fans, you know, they were saying sausage.
Yeah.
So they got that element of the Chicago accent, of the upper Midwestern accent, the Great Lakes accent, right, when they did that skit.
But you have an article about why the Chicago accent really is a New York accent.
Well, that's where the roots of, you know, what we know as the Chicago accent are. And I started out by talking about, you know, Robert Forster. He's the actor who played the bail bondsman
in Jackie Brown. Hold on a second. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Miss Gilmore, this is Max Cherry. This is Reggie's, that's right, his bail bondsman. Look, Reggie is in big trouble. I want to pick him up, and I want you to be responsible for him before I sit down. Yeah, I'd like you to make sure that he's there when I get there. And look, this is second chance for him. They don't get... That's correct. All right, so I'm counting on you to help me help your son. Thank you very much. Put him back on the line, please.
So that I'm counting on you...
All right, Reggie, we're clear on this.
You got it? If you listen to the way he says...
Yeah.
Do yourself a really big favor... And be there when I get there.
Be there. Be there when I get there.
Yeah. But if this is the way he says bondsman and responsible.
Bondsman. Yeah.
It's that long O sound. That's part of what's called the Inland North accent. And, you know, Chicago is in what you call the Inland North accent region. And it starts as far east as Syracuse, New York. And the theory is that it's a result of the Erie Canal. The Erie Canal... which passed through Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo, it funneled the migration of Northerners westward toward Lake Erie, and from there to the Great Lakes ports of Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, and Milwaukee. And that's why the speech here and in the Great Lakes cities is more similar to Buffalo and Rochester than it is to other parts of our own state. We talk more like people from Buffalo than we talk like people from Peoria.
Absolutely.
I've been to Buffalo quite a bit, and it just, you know, struck me how similar the speech patterns are. You know, I even know a guy there who does the D's, them, and does thing, you know, that really serious South Side, you know, white ethnic accent you'll hear in Chicago.
So the accent itself was not here originally. Is that what I'm getting from this?
Well,
it migrated from the east.
Basically, yeah. It can be traced back to upstate New York, to western New York. It has to do with the pattern of settlement. Chicago was originally settled by people from that part of the country who arrived by boat on the Great Lakes. You know, four of the first five mayors of Chicago were from New York State.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense then. That's very interesting. That is very interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. I think, wasn't that a line from Wayne's World? I was not aware of that.
You know, I'll have to ask my producer, Tom, because he's a Wayne's World aficionado. We're going to go to the Chicago Accent Hall of Fame when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Thank you for tuning in this evening. We're talking with Ted McClellan about something you're very familiar with.
Yeah.
The Chicago accent.
Did we point out in the previous segment that Robert Forster, the guy we heard from, is from Rochester, New York?
No, we did not. But
that's a very important point. And I quoted a radio interview. He was on Fresh Air, and the guy said, "I always thought you were from Chicago."
Right.
And he was in one of the great Chicago movies. He was in Medium Cool. He was a TV news photographer.
But that's a very good point, Ted, obviously, that was not an accent he put on for a character. That's the way he spoke.
That's his native accent.
Yeah.
Right. And to me, it sounds like he could have been from Chicago.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, in this other article that I have here, the Chicago Accent Hall of Fame, you start out by saying the city's classic accent, excuse me, is dying.
Well,
why is that?
I think it's pretty true of local accents everywhere. You know, it kind of peaked in the World War II and the baby boom generation, and it's been receding since then. I mean, I think you have to point out, first of all, when you talk about the Chicago accent, you know, we're mainly talking about a white accent. You know, African Americans don't talk this way.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of traditionally been a working class accent. And I think as a result of, geographic mobility and education, people just don't have these strong local accents that they used to have. You know, it tends to be people who are in jobs where, you know, it doesn't require college and doesn't require a lot of contact with people outside. You know, you'll hear them in, you know, police officers, truck drivers, you know, hairdressers, waitresses, those kinds of that kind of work. I remember I met a guy on a train and he was a 30-something guy. He was a firefighter from Mount Greenwood. He had no trace of an accent at all, at least no trace of a Chicago accent. And if anybody can have a Chicago accent, it's got to be a firefighter from Mount Greenwood. And he said, yeah. He said, my dad talked that way, but my mom kind of beat it out of me. So I think there's a feeling that any kind of strong local accent is somehow unsophisticated. You know, you don't want you don't want your kids talking that way.
Well, in this article, the Chicago Accent Hall of Fame, you have a variety of links to examples, and I'm just going to play one of them right now. Now, this is an unknown person who is saving a coyote.
He curses.
Relax, everybody. I know he curses. I edited it.
Yeah.
No one wet your pants.
Don't worry about it. No, you're not that tough. Come here. Hey, you got to go to a rehab facility or something.
There. How bad was that? You got to go to a rehab facility or something.
Yeah, he was laying out a little thick. But I have guys in there who, in this, who are even stronger than, like Alderman Spezzato. He's the champ. I used to do when Justin Coffin was on the air, we used to do the Chicago Accent Challenge. We'd have people call in, and we'd give a Giordano's pizza to the strongest Chicago accent of the night. And we had a live event where we had all the winners come in, and we had an accent off, and Alderman Spezzato was one of the judges.
Shall
he,
we hear?
He even says, he, what's that?
I said, shall we hear him?
Yeah, he even says yes. He's amazing.
I just want to let you know really quick. If you're not looking around and realizing what we could possibly have right here, we can have a first responder caucus. We can have a handful of candidates here that get elected that can change the way things are done for police and fire in the city of Chicago. If you're not on board with that, I don't understand it.
I don't understand.
That was actually Alderman Anthony Napolitano, who's still, he himself has a strong Chicago accent. These, those guys are both from the far northwest side, and they used to be firefighters. So that's their accent.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Speaking of politicians, though, Judy Bardapinka.
Oh, she was great.
I love Judy Bardapinka.
I remember the first time I saw her, I was down in Decatur. We were watching her on TV, and someone's like, where is she from? And she's like, up north somewhere, for sure.
Here's Judy Bardapinka.
We've really done a lot with what was kind of a sleepy office. Well, it sleeps no more. The lion does not sleep all
the
night.
Lion.
You have that old folk song, the lion sleeps tonight.
The lion does not sleep tonight.
We've done
the
a lion. Lot.
We've done a lot. Now, you know, Ed Obradovich, we love Big O.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a little Big O.
I don't know what, I think they said there were like 46,000 or 48,000, whatever it was. And I know George Halas got a hell of a lot more people in there. It was, that was really something to play there.
That was really something to play there.
That was something. That was something. Yep.
That was something to play there. Yeah, it sure was. Okay. I mean, there's just no way around this, but we're going to get to Robin Baumgarten.
Oh yeah.
And Bonnie Hunt. But first we gotta do this guy.
Well, see, I remember when I was looking it up, I looked up Bonnie Hunt because I know she's got a great one, and I found a Robin Baumgarten interview, and Robin even topped her.
Yeah. So. But I don't think anybody tops this.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Chicago Clout. Today once again, one of our co-founders of the nonsense of Chicago, actually the guy who started it all, Mr. Frank Coconati, and his crazy website about 50 years ago.
I mean, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then you get Frank, and I know Frank, and he used to work for the water department. And until he got fired, he says, you know, for political activism, he says Daly had it out for him. And then he went to work as a beer vendor at Wrigley Field.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hey, I ran into him out there, and you know, we talked about the Chicago accent, and he's like, "Yeah, it's just all yuppies now. Nobody's doing it anymore."
But he does more than that. To me, anyway. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He does the whole, you know, the cockamamie. Oh, hold on a second. It's just wait a minute. Come on, Frank. Give it to me again, boy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chicago Clout. Today, once again, one of our co-founders of the nonsense of Chicago, actually the guy who started it all, Mr. Frank Coconati, and his crazy website about was about 50 years ago.
All the nonsense.
And his crazy website.
Right.
Frank Coconati and his crazy website.
We didn't even get to Frank yet.
Oh, okay.
Italians seem to, you know, that guy we played at the beginning, Italians, for some reason, seem to do this more than anybody. You know, we had Alderman Napolitano, Alderman Spezzato, you got Frank Coconati, the guy that you were playing, the naturalist guy, he's Italian, and Johnny Lira, the boxer, I have him in there. He was fantastic.
Robin Baumgarten and Bonnie Hunt.
I got to tell you, I'm watching this Escape from Dan Moore, and it's such a great show on Showtime.
You.
And then I see Bonnie Hunt pop in there, and it's like it's a great scene you have, Trisha Arquette. How did that all come together for you getting involved in that project?
Oh, Ben Stiller, I've known for many years.
Yeah.
And he just called me and said I'm doing. Actually, I ran into the casting director first at the World Series, Game 7, when we won. We're the only two people left getting the last two cars in Cleveland. At the car rental, so I could drive back to Chicago. And she said, oh, yeah, I'm working on this thing with Ben. We were talking about you. And then when I got home, Ben called me and said, I'm going to do this prison drama. And I knew the story.
Yeah.
So it's really compelling. Always a prison break story that's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we know you most for comedies. I mean, you certainly have been in prison dramas. Is this more challenging, different for you than, you know, what we know you best from?
I don't know. I think my comedy, whether it's Jerry Maguire or Return to Me, there's always some kind of, I try to bring some authenticity to it. So I never think of it as a different thing. I just always think, is somebody relating to me? Did they believe me? You know, does the audience feel it? And that's about it. So if it's laughter or pathos, I'm...
You know what's interesting about that? As I'm listening to it, I wouldn't be surprised, and this is just off the top of my head, that Robin, when she's on,
yeah,
is more conscious of the way that she's speaking than when she's sort of like engaged in the interview with Bonnie Hunt. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It becomes more Chicago person to Chicago person.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they sound right. Very similar.
Right. Than actual news anchor actor.
Right.
If you catch
my... Yeah, because when she's just reading the news.
Right. Exactly.
I've listened to her plenty of times. And, you know, you're right. It doesn't come out quite as strong.
And the same for Bonnie Hunt. I mean, when she's being quote unquote Bonnie Hunt in Hollywood, she doesn't sound exactly the way she sounded like Bonnie Hunt on that Channel 9 interview.
No, but I can hear her Chicago accent even, you know, in her interacting roles. She never completely loses it.
You know, now that Ted, you've got me like I'm going to start listening to everybody all the time.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is. There it is.
Someone made a point about that show Mike and Molly. There was a character, I can't remember the uncle. I don't remember his name, but he was played by an Italian guy from Buffalo. And he was the guy in the show who had the strongest Chicago accent. So he was pretty far along just being from Buffalo.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, Ted. Really,
thanks.
Enjoyed
thanks.
It.
It's always fun to listen to Chicago accents on the radio.
Thanks. That's Ted McLennan, who is the author of a variety of books and articles about Midwestern accents, the history of the Chicago accent, how to speak Midwestern. Very entertaining, and I loved it.